You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, January 24th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $220 billion. That's how much Amazon's brand is worth. And that means the e-commerce giant has beaten Apple, Microsoft, and Google to become the most valuable brand in the world. That's according to the Brand Finance Global 500 Index. Amazon is known for quickly breaking into new industries with basement-level prices, and that's made it controversial. Amazon has faced scrutiny from politicians and labor leaders who accuse the company of exploiting its dominant position unfairly. And two of the leading Democratic presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, have both called for Amazon to be broken up. But so far, the criticism hasn't put a dent in Amazon's brand. The next number up is 4%. That's how much General Electric stock rose on Thursday. The industrial conglomerate's shares were boosted by an upgrade from Morgan Stanley. The bank raised its rating to a buy from a hold. Investing in GE stock comes with considerable risks, especially the cost of the company's pension plan and its long-term care insurance business. But Morgan Stanley thinks those risks are becoming less severe. The upgrade is also a bet that GE's power business will improve, and that the troubled Boeing 737 MAX will be back in the air this year. The planes are grounded and production has been halted, and that's costly for GE, which makes the 737 MAX engines. Our last number is 0.2%. That's the difference in economic growth under Democratic and Republican presidents. That's according to Deutsche Bank's Alan Ruskin, who crunched the numbers going back to Jimmy Carter. He found that the economy, on average, has grown slightly more under Democratic presidents than Republican presidents. There are, of course, many caveats to this sort of comparison. Economic performance during a president's term isn't necessarily the result of that administration's actions. Presidents inherit an economy shaped by their predecessor's actions. And there are, of course, also larger structural forces at play that a president can't control. One big difference, however, was on the deficit. It tends to expand under Republicans and shrink under Democrats. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, January 24th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday.